Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Up and about.
Ooh. Yeah, sorry, I am as well. I thought you were going to keep going. I thought you were going to give us a reason why.
No, just because it's Wednesday.
Yes.
And the week is halfway through. And once it's Wednesday, it's basically the weekend in my head.
See, that's where we differ, because I look forward to the week the most.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, it's when I get to see you. Get to see gorgeous Jessie over there. Jessie, stroke your beard a little bit. There you go. See, I'm excited.
Yeah.
If only the listeners got to experience that as well, because I don't get
we
that on
do
the weekend.
We could do a listener event where they come and stroke Jessie's beard.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
Hey, coming up, if you go to the gym regularly and you're like, I'm done with this. I'm so tired of working out. I hate it, but I want to stay fit. Have I got the most genius solution
That's
for you?
Great. Can we broaden it out and say, also, if you don't go to the gym, we've got something for you
Actually,
as well.
Actually, this will help you if you don't go to the gym
so
as well.
So literally
anyone,
everybody
keep listening.
Carrie and Tommy.
What kind of chocolate do you want?
Around the country for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Don't gaslight me. I want the chocolate you've got there in the corner. Anyway, sorry, I shouldn't be eating chocolate.
Can we just say that was not at me?
No, it was Eli. He's been throwing around chocolate to everyone. Then I said, what chocolate do you want?
Our web guy, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, but he's eaten it.
I know he's eaten it.
I don't think eating the chocolate counts as gaslighting.
No, sorry. When someone says, who wants chocolate? And then I say, I do. And he goes, what kind of chocolate do you want?
Yeah, it was an hour ago. Or was it?
Speaking of chocolate.
That's my gaslighting motion.
I have not been going to the gym much lately. I've really slipped off the exercise
bandwagon.
Well,
I think you're looking amazing, so give up exercise forever.
I wasn't asking for that.
I'll take it back then.
I feel sluggish because I do it for my brain as well, and I feel like I just feel blur at the moment. I haven't been doing it for the last few weeks. I've got to get back to it. However, I saw an article online, and guys, we've been doing this exercise thing all wrong.
Bickers, talk to me.
Yes, because I know you're a man that likes to pump some iron.
Yeah, sometimes I don't mind going to the gym as well. It doesn't make
Who's
sense.
Iron?
It doesn't
it
even
doesn't
make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Apparently, we don't need to be doing like an hour.
You regret that.
No, I do so much.
Did someone say something about Ian?
Yeah, I did.
Who's Ian?
Not my own dad.
What are you talking about? Why are you talking about Ian?
Could have gone with Iron Mike.
I'm in a different Ian.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand what's happening. Anyway, guys, we don't need to be smashing ourselves like at the gym like a festival.
Or Ian.
What?
Jesse,
that's my dad, mate.
A study divided three groups of people up into three groups of people.
Did they? So there's nine groups
now. No, one group into three groups.
Hey,
and they got
they
them all to do their biceps. There's three different groups, okay?
Okay.
One group was doing their biceps.
Them.
They did six bicep curls, just six a day for 5 days a week, right?
Yes.
Then the second group did all of their bicep curls, their week's worth of bicep curls in one session, right? And then the third group.
Okay, yes.
So
yes,
one group
yes,
did six a day for a week.
Yep.
One just once a week did 30.
Or whatever.
And then the third group did just six curls in one session a week.
And that was
so not very many. And they found at the end of the 4 weeks, the first group had the most improved arm strength. Did you hear how many I said? Six arm curls a day.
But they're going every day.
But the first
six curls. That's all they did.
But they had the most improvement.
Yes.
Yes, but that's because the last group only did six for the whole week.
Yes, but the second group that went and did 30 of them in one go, they're saying going to the gym once a week, right?
So
and getting all your exercise done isn't enough.
So if you go six times a week, it's better.
But all we're having to do is six curls.
Guys.
That's the message I took out of that is just six curls at home. Get myself a can.
Six girls for the girls. Get myself a can.
And then click, click, and glug it down.
Oh, Michael Winslow's in the building.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because are we idiots?
I am.
Yeah, okay.
It depends what time of the day and what day.
Yeah.
I'm definitely smarter in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
not good for my two jobs.
Glad to see we've got you right at the peak of your powers. From
like, I'm a real early to bed person. The fact that I go on air on national TV at 6:30 p.m. is very bad.
Past your bedtime.
In fact, I think I text you. You text me something the other day, and I said, "What are you doing awake at 11:30 at night?" And you were like, "It's 11:30 at night." Yeah,
but just being an adult.
Been asleep for hours.
What are you doing up at this time? It's 9 p.m. Like watching primetime TV.
Why are we idiots?
Because I just feel like, and I had this chat with a mate the other day.
Sorry, are you struggling with your chair at the moment, mate? She's like a little kid at the big person's table.
It's very low. Anyway.
She sits and puts her feet up on it. Like you're squatting in an Asian country over a toilet.
Why what, can I not idiots?
Say? Of course I can say that.
I can say you can't.
Yeah,
who said
Annabelle
you can't?
Gave me that
well,
look of
just
like.
She's trying to protect me because it doesn't look good for me that I squat on the chair.
In the studio. Yeah.
Why are we idiots?
Because me and my friend were chatting the other day and he said, we were just talking about savings and being comfortable in your job and whether you'd want to leave your job because he is unsure. No, it's not me. Don't worry.
Is this a way of... Do we need to allocate more than a 5-minute break for this?
No.
This is our last break.
God. Pretty fun, guys.
Yeah.
But he was looking to leave his job. Right. And he said, I said, how much have you got saved up? And I won't say the amount, but he said, I think I could live comfortably for 5 years, right?
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. He's saved up a lot.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Is that paying off mortgage and do all that stuff as well?
No. That's
he's
just
renting.
Living. That's just living.
Okay.
But then I said, well, why do we keep working? Like if you've got enough for 5 years
because you're going to survive longer than 5 years. So then what do you do for the 20
But then you
after?
Start work again. Should we not
have little hiatus?
You spend all your life trying to save your little nuts
for when
in a bundle.
You're too old to be able to do anything fun with it.
And then you die on a pile of nuts and some little prick that you gave birth to, they get all the money.
So maybe we should work in little periods of like a 5-year increment and then go have fun for 5 years, then come back to the job for another 5.
I'll see you in 5 years.
No, but this job's fun for me.
Yeah, me too. No? Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome back to Fun Chalky Facts. Do you want a new chocolate fact?
Producer Bevan's rolled her
off. Why?
That's your chocolate sound effect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, I'd love a fun chocolate fact.
Last week you brought us the fact that white chocolate...
There's no cocoa in it.
...is not
no,
chocolate.
No, it's just milk and...
I love when you start a list and come in. It's just milk
and vanilla and sugar.
You guys feeling the rest, you get it? Yeah. Yeah. You know how they say money doesn't grow on trees?
Yes.
Well, it used to because cacao, which are those, what they use in chocolate, that used to be...
A currency.
Oh. The ancient Aztecs used to use it.
They used to trade cacao beans.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, anyway.
Is that all you've got?
Fun, chalky facts. Jesse Tenfer. Thank you.
Great. What's coming up?
Ooh, something big, because something real big.
Literally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because Sebastian Suski has broken a record. He's pretty stoked about it with his 3-foot-8-inch long what?
He's broken a record with his 3-foot-8. How big is that? Can you give me a demo? Like
3-foot-8-inch long. So he broke the previous world record.
Eli stood up. I was like, what's about to happen here? It's about that tall.
No, it's about, yeah. It's about the length of Eli from about his waist to the ground.
To the ground is the thing he has that he's broken a record with.
Yes, and he beat the previous world record by 2.5 inches. Yes.
Where does he break the record? Like, where does he go in the world? Land, sea, what's...
What do you mean? No, this is he's got the biggest one of this in the world.
Oh, the record is not using this thing in
Oh, I'm sure whatever
ways.
He uses it for
it's just
world
what's record. He got that's that big.
It's funny you mention that though. He does thank his wife as well. He praised his wife because
it's not what I think it is because otherwise
Well, he praised his wife and he said his wife he thinks is one of the only people that could handle this. Yes, because he actually had to go to hospital and so he thought he might lose this. And he praises his wife for being able to care for both him and it.
Has he got a horn?
He has not got a horn on his head. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He had the horn that was made out of nail, essentially.
Yeah. It's like the tree trunk people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's so sad.
Okay, so anyway, back to this guy with his big old what. Jesse, any thoughts?
Is it on the lower part of his body or the upper part of his body?
Oh, it's an interesting question. It is
or
not.
Or is it not on his body at all?
He does not have a tail.
Is it attached?
It is not attached.
Oh, it's not attached.
No, I've got a picture of him holding it here, but it is not attached.
Oh, it's a vegetable of some sort.
Do you reckon?
Yep. Does he make her care for it?
Yeah, because he was in hospital.
But why was he in hospital? What did he do?
Unrelated. He hadn't done that.
Oh, so he went to hospital and she had to care for his veggie.
She had to care.
It's definitely a veggie, I reckon.
You reckon?
It's like a carrot or a turnip. Or no, what? No, what's long and zucchini, you reckon?
Zucchini, do you think
so? Pickle.
An eggplant. Jesse, you sicko. It weighs 17 pounds.
Is it vegetable?
It is a vegetable.
Is
well
it
done.
Any of the ones that have been mentioned?
No. His secret to success is a daily dose of warm water. He said, if I poured cold water all over a person, they would be shocked. And it's the same for this thing. Cold water will kill it. I don't think
sweet potato.
Effect. No, it's not sweet potato.
The warm
a bean.
Makes it bigger.
A bean. Is it a bean?
It is not a bean because...
That's a big bean.
Hey? It is not a gourd. Oh, my God.
A gourd? What's a gourd?
It's that thing that I had that we didn't work out what it was.
Oh, that gross thing, yeah.
Remember when we didn't have much content for radio?
Yeah, we talked about gourds.
Yeah, and it was for a week. What veggie is it?
Sebastian.
What's his 3-foot-8-inch long thing that he's holding in the garden?
How? If it's not a zucchini...
It is a cucumber, Johnny!
Show me, I want to look.
Congratulations. There you go.
That's... Actually, a bit underwhelming.
Women are impossible. It's literally the biggest in the world.
But it's
and
not
it's
very...
still not big enough. It's... Not enough girth. Bloody hell.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what do you reckon the hardest word to spell that you know is? Like, so if someone said, all right, challenge me to something and you could spell a word, what's the hardest one you know?
Anything that's got, I know, diarrhea.
How do you spell it? Spell it out.
It's such a hard word.
Yeah.
D.
It's so funny because it's a hard word, but you know, a soft substance.
D-I-A.
Yes.
Diarr.
So you know I said, what's the hardest word to spell that you know?
Yeah.
You don't know
I don't know it. No, I get it confused all the time. When I go to write it, I don't know why I'm writing it often in text, but I seem to.
Why are you writing it
often? I can never. That and anemic, I really struggle with.
Anemic.
How is diarrhea spelled?
Anemic.
Is it double R? D-I-A-double-R.
I don't know. I struggle with recipe and restaurant. Our lives are different, aren't they? You're trying to spell anemic and diarrhea. I know how to spell recipe and restaurant. Let's have some fun with spelling.
Now, this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
M. Mango. Out. A.
Management.
Out.
Oh!
N.
Manscaping.
Out. Oh, Eli. Keep your weekend business to yourself. Sorry, I need to look at how to spell it again.
Manicure.
Out.
Oh.
P.
Manipulate.
Yes, Jesse.
Get it, Jess.
This is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
S.
Super.
Oh. H.
Shapes.
Oof.
O.
Shooter.
Oh.
Shooter.
Shooter.
That's just yelling it from the side too.
Shooter. Shoot!
You're out, mate.
You're out. Don't give her that.
No.
Anyone else want to have a guess?
Shoot!
Now, Now this is the game where you spell a word out one letter at a time if you know the word shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Okay, so I'm going to do mine, but I just want to ask a quick honesty question. Does everybody else in this game, and I can only play it like this, have to be able to see the word on a piece of paper near them?
Yes, we all do. That's why I had to look down at manipulating.
Yeah. Okay. Now everyone can see my paper. W.
Walk.
Out. A.
Oh. What?
In.
Wandering.
Oh, Eli, you are out, unfortunately. D.
Wander.
You're also out. That's the end of the word. It was just one. Sorry, Sunday, you didn't get in. One more time.
Now this is the game where you spell a word out one letter at a time if you know the word shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
P.
Pen.
Ooh.
Nah.
O. Possum.
No.
Out.
R.
Portable.
Ooh, so close, but no.
Oh.
T.
Oh, I know.
Portal.
Portaloo.
Portaloo.
Yeah. Oh.
Did anyone work out how to spell diarrhea? Just need to text someone.
Oh, you can actually spell it two ways.
Can you?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know how to spell it. But there's one with an O.
And one with, yes. It's a very hard word.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And, guys, you could be earning with Uber. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
It's so perfect if you're looking for a flexible way to earn some extra cash, Bickers.
Maybe you're a student who wants a bit of flexibility to earn and work around their studies, maybe, or you want to work extra hours at night.
Yes.
Uber is the way to go.
Yes. And, Bickers, speaking of the way to go, I need some help from you next. I've got a question about love.
Oh, I'm the master.
That's why I'm coming to the master of love. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Carrie, I have a question about either Tina Arena or Tina Turner, and I'm not sure which one it is.
Guess.
All Tinas are good.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
50-50. You know. It's not Tina Arena. I know the thing you're going to ask me because you were just singing the Tina Turner song.
I was going to ask, how do you get out of chains?
Who suggested the funny thing when we were in Mount Buller? Was that you, Eli?
That's the vaguest
question. No, about Tina Arena. Tina Arena. You suggested that we get people up and get Tina Arena to come and put people's chains on before they go off the mountain. Anyway, you're talking about Tina Turner.
Yes.
Yes.
What's love got to do with it? Jesse, have you got a bit there?
Oh, what's love got to do,
what a
got to do with it? What's love but a second hand emotion?
That's what I want to know about.
Yeah.
What does she mean? What's a second hand emotion?
It means something that's unnecessary, I reckon. It's like, don't let love get involved, because love is a secondary emotion that just confuses you.
Sure, but then what's the first emotion in it?
Passion. No, listen to it, because the lyrics, I was Googling, it says, you must understand through the touch of your hand makes my pulse react that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means anything.
Got to change some of those lyrics, Tina.
You must try to ignore
boy
that it means.
Boy meeting whoever boy wants to meet these days.
But you're missing the line. You must try to ignore that it means anything more than that. She's trying to say, don't let your emotions get in the way.
Don't love
me. Oh, Tina's just looking for a hookup.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
So she's paying.
She was ahead of her game.
Right.
She's not paying for it.
Well, I'm trying
Why
to.
Why is she paying for
I
it?
I don't know. I'm trying to work out.
I mean, it's fine if she wants to pay for it. Whatever, you know. Pay for
and
it, don't
love,
pay for it. So love, don't love.
If but, love does have something to do with it, who cares?
But for Tina, she's just saying it's okay to hook up without love.
But with that much passion.
I think.
With that much passion.
Yes.
Jesse, play the song again.
Oh, what's love?
Eli, Did you find out what she means by the song?
Yeah, so here it says, Tina Turner plays the part of a woman who enjoys the carnal encounters.
The what?
Oh, my God. Oh. Eli, you can't say that.
What's
I
carnal?
I thought that was the safest carnal word I could have picked.
Yeah, probably is.
Carnal encounters.
Well, one-nighters.
Yeah.
With her lovers, but feels no emotional attachment.
That's exactly what I said, didn't
and
I?
And also, I might add, Tina didn't actually want to record this song at all. She did not like it. Balked at the idea of recording.
Balked.
Balked. Can I balk as well?
Can I balk by the idea?
Can I balk by some carnal, please? How much for a kilo of carnal?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
DC League of Super Pets is in cinemas everywhere on September 15, and lending their voices are two of our faves, Julia Morris and Dr. Chris Brown. They join us now.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Now, answer this question first. I've been told you voice the characters of Mark and Keith. Julia, are you Mark or Keith?
Oh, I'm totally Keith.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you think she's a Keith?
Yeah. Sounds like a Keith.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, not only am I a Keith, I'm a Keith.
Did you have any say in your names?
No, we didn't. But I tell you what, if they had given me, when I realised the names were Mark and Keith, honestly, hand on heart, I'm like, oh my God, please let me be Keith. Keith is such a wonderful name, but it's also been in the comedy community a really great name since the days of Doug Mulray, when they had a mysterious character named Keith that they used to talk about all the time. So I was desperate to be Keith.
But don't you reckon also, like, when you know how kids have a really special ability to name pets most nonsensical names, where you're like, hey, why'd you come up with Mark and Keith for the guinea pigs? And they're like, I don't know. And it's almost so appropriate that they would be called Mark and Keith just for no good reason.
I mean, when we lived in the States, we had a gopher that lived in the backyard and it would pop up his little head all the time. And I said to my girls, they were little at the time, and I said, what is the name of the gopher? They said, Mum, Helen.
Yeah, our first dog's name was Wilbur. There's something very funny about very human names. Did you guys have human pets growing up?
I see human pet names as being a way to stop a lot of classic human names going extinct. You know how they're talking about how how a lot of them are going, just disappearing?
What do you mean? Keith's my next baby's name.
Yeah, it has to be. Well, unfortunately, I've shut up shop there, so there'll be no more babies for me, but Keith would have been my next as well.
Could a celebrity have a Keith and bring it back as a baby name, do you think? Like, all it's going to take is a Kardashian to have a Keith and it's cool again, yeah?
Yeah, surely. Like, is it part of your community responsibility to start naming your kids? Like, you know how we put all these resources into saving threatened, nearly extinct animals? Should we start up campaigns to save names that could be about to become extinct?
Yes.
Like, save the Colin.
Yes.
Save the Brian.
Yes.
So are you guys best friends with Dwayne. With Dwayne. The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Dwayne is also
well, Chris reckons he's on a group chat with them. I don't want to start getting weird, but I think I might have been left out of the group chat because he literally said this morning, it's funny because you know what, Dwayne said to me, I was like, what do you mean Dwayne said to you?
Well, DJ, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Are you actually on a group chat with The Rock?
Yeah, I started it. I mean, they haven't responded and I don't know if this these are really their numbers, but hey, if you work on a project together, you've got to start up the WhatsApp group, and I did that, a little bit desperate, and I'm just sending messages to the group, funny stuff I see during the day, that I think that KH will enjoy, that's Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
just funny animal stuff.
Will you put in a good word with Keanu for me, please?
Yeah. Like, they're pretty busy, though.
Keanu
like,
Reeves. Rock boys in the... Yes. Okay. Yeah. I was like, who's that?
There wasn't even a code in that name. It was just his name.
I was like, what is she doing?
The Rock's always in the gym, so he's a bit slow to reply. But, they're getting back to me, and they will, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have really good banter.
This friendship's going to rock, don't worry. It'll rock the Rock.
That's why you got kicked out of the group chat, isn't it?
Do you know, that wouldn't be the only reason, surely, Tommy. I think we both know why I'm not in the group chat, because I'm an over-consumer / over-sharer. I want more messages. I want to send more messages at all times.
That's why we love Keith, though. That's classic Keith. Guys, we're so excited to see the movie DC League of Super Pets in cinemas everywhere September 15. Do yourself a favour. Take your kids. Have a laugh and sit back and go, oh, I know Mark and Keith. I'm in a group chat with them. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$8,400, suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Can we have a go? Can I have a go? Jesse, ready?
Okay, hold on. Bring the timer up. Get the ferret in.
Load that.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Can I guess? Because I reckon...
Long side or short side?
Well, because you are a busy mum, I feel like you have the tendency to rush things just a little bit. Things that often deserve more of your attention.
More time.
Mm. Yeah. So I reckon that was 4.63.
Oh, 4.55.
Ooh. Not bad, though.
Your turn to play 13.10.60 next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, oh my, banana, banana, oh my, beep, rhyme, oh my, time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh, yeah, Bickers, $8,400 on the line. G'day, James.
What's going on?
Oh, mate, just ready to give away some money. Are you ready to receive?
I'm ready. I've been practicing for the last 10 minutes.
Good man, good man. You know how it works. Jesse's going to say start, you say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the cash is yours. You ready to go?
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Felt real good.
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought it felt a little on the long side.
Oh, no, it felt good.
You know what is a good omen? He goes by James, which of course has five letters, and not Jame. Which would be 4 letters.
I've come nowhere with my practice. I've come nowhere with practice.
No, oh, did you think it was too long, James?
See how we go.
Okay.
6.00.
Oh, James.
Kelly, you ready to play the time game?
Yes.
Have you also been practicing?
I have.
Okay.
I probably won't get it though.
Hey,
well,
Kelly.
That's a spirit.
Kelly, bit of confidence. I'm going to need you to repeat after me, Kelly. My name's Kelly, and I can win whatever game I put my mind to.
Okay. My name's Kelly, and I can win whatever game I put my mind to.
Sounds a bit lame, Kelly. I didn't know you were going to go with it. But anyway, are you ready to go? It's $8,400. I hope you win. Are you ready?
Ready.
Start.
Kelly, you're still there.
Oh, we missed your stop. We missed Kelly. We'll have to go again. We missed your stop. Are you ready, Kel?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Oof.
Did you see that judgment in Jesse then?
Yeah, I know.
Oh. It was like disgust almost.
Yeah, I know.
It's unnecessary.
He kicked his little ball over into the corner.
You do know better if you were playing, Jesse. I don't know why you're passing that kind of...
He's only got so many paws,
mate. I know.
Yeah. Kelly, it felt a little short for mine. How did it feel for you?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit short.
Mm. Is that always a bad thing? Yep. Jesse...
3.73.
Oh, kicked out the moon door.
Jake, come on, Jake.
Yo.
We need to get close.
Someone's got to get close. I've been listening for weeks.
Yes, Jake. I hope you win. What are you going to do with the cash?
Oh, man, probably just do some work to my ute, to be honest.
Beautiful. What are you going to do? Dump it? Put a body kit on it? What are you doing, Jake?
No, God, no. Just make it look a bit nicer.
Okay, fair enough.
You got some scratches and some enamel off it, so I need some work.
But after that, dump it, yeah? Anyway, you ready to go?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, I'll tell you what.
Jake.
Oh.
That.
Oh. Is Jake going to be doing work on his car? Oh, my God, Jake. Oh, my God.
I felt that in my little loins. And he.
Who's he?
Jesse.
Oh, just shaking.
Jake, I've never seen this reaction before.
He's so happy.
He slipped on his little spinning wheel.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Did I get it?
We're finding out. Oh.
Oh, my God. Imagine if this is the day we give away the time game.
$8,400 is what's on the line. 5 measly seconds is all it takes. Jesse's up and about.
4.95.
Oh, jackpots again next week.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So my friend confessed to me the other day, she could have been a squillionaire.
What do you mean?
She should be getting royalties. Because back when she was a kid.
Yes.
Like, we're talking 7 or 8.
Is this an invention?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's my dream.
Yeah.
One big hit and you're set for life.
Only what happens when someone's stolen your dream? Because that's what happened to her.
Okay.
So Barbie was out there, right?
What do you mean Barbie? Barbie the toy. Barbie, yeah. Sorry, I thought that was your friend's name.
No. No, she's playing with Barbies. Playing. Yes. And then she thought, wouldn't it be cool if Barbie went underwater and became a mermaid? Right?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to, as an 8-year-old, and this is what 8-year-olds do.
Yes.
I'm going to write a letter and I'm going to say, I think you need a Barbie mermaid.
Yes.
So she wrote a letter.
Great.
Well, they wrote a letter back.
Yeah.
Didn't they? And they said, oh, fun idea. Isn't that a cute idea? Yeah. Oh, good on you. I love kids that dream. Yep. Great. Enjoy your Barbie playtime. Yeah. 2 years later, what did you get?
What do you mean?
Barbie mermaid.
I should have guessed that.
Yep. There is a Barbie mermaid that she said came out a couple of years after she wrote the letter to the same company. And now, Evie, my daughter, plays with the bloody mermaid doll.
I can see it, Bickers. And it looks like they're selling
thousands of them. She says it was her idea and she gets nothing for it. Nothing, I say.
Bickers, this is an outrage.
That was a
I don't reckon again.
It's an outrage.
If you're wondering what that thumping noise is, it's Bickers hitting one of our producers. She does it when she gets angry.
But how's that? How infuriating to have them patronise you by going, oh, what a good idea, little girl. Guys, let's get to work on the Barbie mermaid.
Yes, this kid's got a great idea. What just happened?
I just hit my hip against the desk.
You need to never get this outraged again. Our producer is nearly dead. Your hip's sore.
It made me think of you because you have all these amazing. Oh, what was the doona holes?
Doona holes. My chest was getting cold when I was reading books in bed, so I had an idea for a doona that had 2 holes in it
so
you could put your arms through
and then the snuggie came out.
And then the snuggie came out.
Far out.
I thought you were going to swear and it would have been justified. It would have been the first time on this show I would have turned and said, Jesse, don't dump it. Let it ride.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.